White, J.E. White, Emma. Geelong, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 1900. Dear children Edson and Emma, this is a very fine city. The roads are laid out by the government, and the streets are broad. Even the ally streets are good, equal to the broad streets in some cities. Beautiful trees are to be seen in gardens, and abundantly in parks. I was here before, about 2 years ago, and spoke to a small audience in a hall. This is a great place for churches. I understand that the ministers have warned their people not to go to the tent. The tent is 55 by 104 feet and seats a large number of people. Evenings the tent is filled, and a more interested congregation could not be found. We are anxious that this work shall be the means of great good to this city. This is the first opportunity that the people have had to hear the truth properly. Some years ago, before we came to Australia, there was some preaching done here, but it was not of the right character. There was some imprudence in behavior of the speaker that hurt us as a people. Later, I think Elder Corliss labored a little in this place. There are about 15 Sabbath keepers here who are exerting a good influence. Brother Watson gave £225 to have the camp meeting in this place. I have ridden out twice in different directions. There should be a sanitarium here. A boat comes from Melbourne to this place, and the fare is very cheap. The water channel is very narrow. The cars also come from Melbourne and run on to Adelaide, Southern Australia. I think your boat would be a fine conveyance. This place is nearly 50 miles from Melbourne. The roads here are very fine, and a carriage runs almost of itself on level ground. We are hoping and praying for the Lord to give us some souls in this place. Brother Farnsworth spoke last night upon the millennium, and the subject was made so plain and easy that a child could understand it. Elder Daniel spoke Sunday night upon the time of trouble, and the tent was filled. Some persons will certainly have to hear the truth if they have never heard it before. The trumpet has surely given a certain sound to prepare for the battle. If such preaching does not awaken the people, I do not know what will awaken them. I believe that the Lord will make the work effective. Brother Watson is very thankful and grateful for this great blessing to Geelong, for this place needed just this kind of work. I will not draw you from the labor of the southern field. Before many months have passed, you may have your mother by your side occasionally. Sometimes I am strongly drawn and dare not leave this field at present. Thus it has been in the past. But at the present time, there are many considerations that weigh and balance me in the direction of America. How pleased I am that the work of the southern field is advancing. My prayer is, let it advance, deepen, widen, enlarge, until it shall be a part of the vineyard no longer neglected, but under cultivation. May it be as a fruitful garden of the Lord. This can only be done by educating the colored people to read. Then the Word of God, the Bible, placed in the hands, even though unexplained by human agencies, will be made plain and applied by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul considered that the Jew had a great advantage above the Gentile, because unto them had been committed the oracles of God. Romans 3, verse 2. This is the highest commendation or testimony as to the value of the Bible. Every effort should be made to have the sacred book containing the law of the revelation of God placed in the hands of all nations, tongues, and people. If the mere possession of the Bible is an advantage, how much greater is the privilege of knowing how to read and study its pages? All who wish to understand the Word are stewards of God as verily as those who have been entrusted with riches. Earthly possessions are talents to be imparted to others to advance the work of righteousness in the world. The Bible is becoming more and more an educating lesson book for children and for youth, giving to the young and to those of mature age and the aged of every nation the instruction of truth in heavenly things, which is the higher education. A writer says, "We always recur with delight to the testimony of a deist who, after laboring to disprove Christianity and bringing the scriptures into contempt as a forgery, was found instructing his children from the pages of the New Testament. When taxed with the inconsistency, his only reply was that it was necessary to teach the child morality, and that nowhere was morality to be found such as was in the Bible." We thank the deist for the confession. Teach the colored people to read the Word of God, and it will have a transforming power upon their life, upon their character. Give vigor to the intellect, and as the principles contained in the Word of God are sent home by the power of the Holy Spirit, they will work, in the human minds of all who will receive the Word, a positive reformation. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, that something is being done for the southern field. Character will be transformed where the Bible is reverenced as the Word of the living God. The promises of God can be repeated over and over again, and every repetition brings light to the mind. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. The Word of God is to be an educating book, giving knowledge of what true faith is. It should be impressed upon the minds of all that God stands back of every promise. To claim these promises is our privilege. They are given to all who claim them by faith and appropriate them, which is eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Especial promises are given to all who shall be instrumental in turning souls from sin to righteousness, converting the sinner from sin to truth, from darkness to light. Ever bear this in mind, and teach it to others also. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many souls to righteousness, like the stars, for ever and ever. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 3, 10. We have every encouragement that the Lord hears us and will work for all who are meek and lowly of heart. The work of all who engage to improve the condition of the fallen race will meet with singular resistance, because Satan would make heavy the heart of Christ by working with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, to hedge up the way that the Lord would long to have made plain and distinct. Our work is to draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to us. We hear excellent reports of the camp meeting. Men are coming out to hear the truth that have been church-going people years ago, but they state that they cannot now receive any benefits in the churches, and say they might as well remain away. Quite a number give similar reports. They attend every meeting and hear every discourse. We depend on the Spirit of the Lord to draw them. I cannot write more now. I have to keep up my part of the meeting and must not become weary. I have other letters to write. I have written 18 pages of letter paper since 1:30 this morning. The Lord bless you is our prayer. Mother, have a letter partly finished for Elder Haskell. It shall come in next mail. I get brain weary, and therefore it is not best to send any letters I am too weary to read. I have a long letter for Dr. Kellogg, but I want nothing to come to him but that which I send to him personally. Mother.